ओम शांति। 30th November 2019 Saturday. He says, sweet children, the father has come to change you from devotee soul to knowledgeable souls, to change you from impure to pure. Sweet children, the father has come to change you from devotee soul to knowledgeable soul, to change you from impure to pure. So it's a journey from being a devotee then to become a knowledgeable soul. It's a journey from impurity to purity. And this transformation, this change, every soul has to undergo. And it is the work of God who intervenes to bring out this change. Devotion, or to be a devotee, is a stage of persistent restlessness, where the person is begging, where the person is asking. Devotion means, to be a devotee means, you are asking for something. You are a beggar, always in search of something, always in the state of eternal restlessness, where mind is restive, where mind is not calm, where mind wants to seek something, search something. And to achieve this, a devotee is always seeking support. Sometimes scriptures, sometimes gurus, sometimes pilgrimage places, sometimes ceremonials, rituals, traditions, and all the different paraphernalia of bhakti. So it's a stage of wandering. It's a stage of restlessness. It's a stage of running, seeking support, seeking heaven, seeking refuge somewhere. It's a stage of diversity. It's a stage of no concentration. So Baba says, I have come to change you from bhakta to atma, from a devotee soul to jnani to atma, to a knowledgeable soul. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, earlier you had eyes of ignorance, agyan chakshu. Now Baba has given you gyan chakshu, chakshu, eyes of vision, of knowledge. So devotion means asking. Devotion means crying. Devotion means begging. Devotion means searching. Devotion means seeking, wandering, a stage of restlessness, a stage of dissatisfaction, a stage of no contentment. If after coming in jnana also, somebody is doing all these things, probably he is still at heart a devotee. And this begging part still continues even in jnana. In the path of devotion, we used to ask the things of the world to God. But probably after coming in jnana, if somebody is asking for many more things like that, probably he is still a devotee and not yet become a jnani soul. So it's a great thing to ponder, what do we ask for even after becoming a jnani? Even after becoming a jnani, if we are a beggar at heart and if we are asking things, probably we are still a devotee. Care and attention. If somebody wants care, somebody should care for me, somebody should pay attention to me. This is the stage of begging. This is the stage of being a devotee and not a jnani soul. God is giving us all His care and God is giving us all His attention. When Baba is giving us so much, why do we want care and attention from human beings? If they give you, it's well and good. But I am not a beggar that I will beseech, I will plead, I will ask, I will beg them for care and attention. So I don't need any care and attention from anybody. Second, love. People are unhappy after becoming Brahmins. Probably they are not getting that much love as they had expected from the Brahmin family, from seniors, from juniors, from other souls. But why do you want love from anybody? You are here not to ask for love, but here you are to give love to others. But if we are reduced to the stage where we are carrying a begging bowl and saying to souls, give me love, love me, look at my virtues, I am so good, probably we are still a devotee. Then sympathy. I am sick, I am not well, have mercy upon me. That's the stage of a beggar. Why do you want sympathy from anybody? Here you have to sympathize with others. Here you have to empathize with others. You are not here to garner sympathy from others. Praise. I have done some good seva. Immediately I want praise. I have done something good. Some good deed. The heart wishes appreciation, acknowledgement, recognition, praise. One must realize the futility of praise from human beings. This praise, this acknowledgement, this recognition, this appreciation. What do you want that? If you have done really good thing, good work, good seva, your seva has got registered in the supreme register of God. So you don't need any recognition here on earth. So no need of any praise from any human beings. If I am searching, seeking, leading, wanting, desiring, aspiring, longing for, yearning for praise from human beings, probably I am still a devotee, a beggar, a pleader, a pauper at heart. So I don't need any praise from anybody. I know that God is all praise for me. Baba is praising me all the time for all my good deeds. So I don't need. Then, things. Vastu. The moment we see something good with others, some good thing, we have a desire to have it. And sometimes we even ask them. Things, that is something like greed. The moment I see something good, some good pen, the heart desires to have it. Why you want? Why the eyes are attracted? The whole world is after things. If I also do the same, what is the difference? And Baba will provide me with everything I need at the opportune time. I need not to waste my time, energy in asking. So I don't need anything from anybody. Then, power. We feel we are powerless and there are souls who say, please do give us sakash. Please give us power. Please do yoga for us. Why? You yourself are so powerful. You yourself are so strong. You are the Master Almighty Authority. You need not to ask anybody for power. All power is within you. Then, happiness. Please make me happy. Please give me happiness. My parents did not give me happiness. That's why I'm like that. Why you want to give any? I want happiness. It's your task to give happiness to the world. And then peace. I want peace. Give me peace. Even Baba, they ask for peace. Peace is our birthright. We don't have to ask. We are the very beings of peace. Peace is not something which comes from outside. It is something which is within and then given outside. It cannot come from outside. It is not in the world. It is not without, it is within. So I don't want any peace from anybody. Then hospitality. If you go somewhere, we often want that people should offer us hospitality, should welcome us. Red carpet reception. God is welcoming us. God is offering us His supreme hospitality. So I don't want any hospitality from anybody. Even when people come to Madhuban, they expect a lot. And when they don't get, they get disheartened, unhappy. Then respect. Beggars of respect. People should respect me. If I come, they should offer me chair. But here, if something opposite happens, then one is unhappy. And this is quite a common phenomenon seen in Diamond Hall, and especially on the Baba's day. When you are sitting and somebody says, it's my seat, get up. Okay, you get up. Sit on another seat. And somebody comes, this is mine. Second time. You get up second times and you sit down. And somebody says, this is for double foreigners, go behind. And then one becomes depressed. What sort of meeting with God is this, where I am getting depressed, where I am not offering respect? This is also a stage of a devotee, a bhakt, a stage of asking. You don't have to ask respect. Then obedience. We want others to obey us. It's a good thing. But why should they obey you? That's your thought. Why should they agree with you? Why should they abide by your thinking, your intentions, your plans, your way of thinking, your thought pattern? Everybody is an independent soul here. Nobody is bound to obey anybody. If they obey, it's well and good. If they do not, I have to find out ways and means to remain stable. And then sustenance. Palna. There's nobody to sustain us. There's nobody to give us palna. It's the stage of being a spiritual orphan. Nobody is there to offer us their divine sustenance. Seniors are busy in their own works. When they will offer us palna? So they are unhappy. So juniors are unhappy. Because there is nobody to give me palna. And then guidance. Nobody guides me. Why you want guidance? God is guiding you. Every day Murli is guidance. The divine dictates, the divine commandments, the divine orders, the divine ordinance, the divine rules, the divine codes of conduct. So why you want any guidance? So want, desire, longing, yearning, searching, beseeching, pleading, crying, begging, asking, wandering. These are the stages of a devotee. If we are having any one of these stages, we are yet not a jnani soul. Sweet children, the Father has come to change you. Why he has come? To change. But have I changed? His task is to change from bhakt to jnani, from patit to pavan. He is the supreme purifier, patit pavan. He has come to change us from impure soul to pure soul. In today's Murli Baba said, this is a very dirty world. It is brothel, prostitute house. Impurity is in the air. The whole world is impure. And we have to reach the highest stage of purity. Yesterday's blessing, Baba said, even carelessness and laziness is impurity. So impurity is a vast concept. It is not just celibacy. To remain unmarried is not impurity. To conquer lust alone is not impurity. Is not purity. Purity is the overall purification of thoughts, speech, actions, behavior, relationships, feelings, awareness, your imagination, your dreams, your drishti, your vritti, your perspective, your habits, your intellect, your sanskar, your body, your wealth, your writing, your touching, your seeing, your eating, hearing. Purity is a package of 21 things. Where there is an out and out purity in everything, then only we become pure. And purity is not a thing to be practiced for one day or twice. It's a big thing. Starting with purity of thoughts first. The thoughts should be made pure by daily churning of knowledge. The speech should be made pure by making it divine. The actions should be made pure by making them elevated. The behavior should be made pure by learning divine etiquettes and divine manners. The relationships should be made pure by practicing detachment and soul conscious vision. So start with these five. Purity. Intellect should be made pure by filling it with pearls of knowledge. Sanskar should be made divine by repeated pure thoughts. Body should be made pure. Physical, internal and external purity of body. Wealth should be made pure by offering that wealth to Baba. Feelings should be made pure by filling them with good wishes and purity. Awareness, smriti, memories should be made pure. Our visualization, our imagination should be pure imagination. Our dreams should become pure gradually. If everything is pure gradually, the dreams become pure. If you sleep, either no dreams or only pure dreams, that's it. Your drishti, how do you see? Do you see body or soul? So that depends. If you are still seeing body, it is a mark of impurity. Vritti, drishtikon, perspective and habits. Any impure habit will drag us down into the abysmal depth of impurity. So make pure healthy habits, create new healthy habits. Then writing, what are we typing? These fingers have done a lot of sins. Which sins? Sin of clicking. Sin of clicking. They are guilty. They need to be purified. What you type, what you write. Our writing should be very pure. Our touching should be very pure. Our eating should be pure. And our listening should be pure. So these four, these two, these two, these four and these five. So everything should be purified. Purify everything. For the 21 births. So Baba has come to change us from Bhakta tu Atma to Jnani tu Atma. So Jnani means no begging. And pure means overall purity. Om Shanti.